different.
Prasátko moje, no neboj, Ludvíku, neboj. No. Budou z tebe dobré šunky.
Sound there from the famous Czech film Postřižiny by Oscar-winning director Jiří Menzel, an adaptation of Bohumil Hrabal's novel of the same name, which perfectly captures the atmosphere of a Czech pig slaughter. For some, an inconceivable cruelty that has no place in the 21st century, for others, a way of life and an old tradition. Only last week it seemed that pig slaughters could be on their way out. But after much debate and pressure from individual EU members, officials in Brussels have given them the green light. Daniela Lazarova has the story.
Ham, liver, blood sausage, cracklings and head cheese. Those are some of the mouth-watering dishes that you can get at a traditional pig slaughter. That is, if you're not squeamish about the fact that the housewife mixed the product in a huge vat out in the yard, her sleeves rolled up and her hands elbow deep in the still warm mixture of pork intestines and blood. The home breeding and slaughtering of pigs several times a year was an economic necessity on the European continent for hundreds of years. People would stock up on meat for the harsh winter months or slaughter a pig to provide for a big celebration such as a wedding or christening. A pig slaughtering feast was a big event to which the whole village was invited and no one came away empty-handed. Although it is no longer an economic necessity, it remains a popular tradition in many parts of Europe. You will find it in the Czech Republic, Croatia, Serbia, Hungary, Italy, Greece, Portugal and Spain, to name just a few. The idea that it could be banned across the EU caused an outcry, and the Czech Ministry of Agriculture lobbied hard for the tradition to be maintained. The head of the ministry's press department, Hugo Roldán, says that it was vital to explain to some EU representatives that in the present day there was no cruelty involved in putting down animals bred on small farms.
I can say that it was a very delicate issue. Animal welfare is an important area where the European standards are applied, and the Czech Republic was trying to apply its practical approach. That means to ensure the highest level of protection of animals possible while respecting the reality of everyday life as much as possible. The key thing was to firstly explain to one part of the member states how it works when people rear and slaughter animals at home. Secondly, we have to explain to the other part of the member states what needs to be done to improve the level of animal welfare so that the Union has modern legislation suitable for the 21st century. And a lot of change had to be made to the original text before everyone agreed. It was not an easy task, and many people had not believed we would be able to secure agreement in such a short period of time.
The thumbs up comes just in time for the main pig slaughter season. Traditionally, pig slaughter feasts take place in the fall, at about the time when the plums ripen and farmers set about making plum brandy. This year, they may well drink a toast to officials in Brussels.
That was Daniela Lazarova. For those of you who may just be tuning in, thank you for joining us.